USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Singer R. Kelly has walked out of a Chicago jail after a $161,000 child support payment was made on his behalf. Kelly was also charged last month with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse pertaining to four women, including three who are minors. His lawyer, Stephen Greenberg, on the explosive CBS interview this past week.
We're not going out there and doing interviews to taint a jury pool, to not taint a jury pool, to help a case, to not help a case. People can think whatever they want based on that. I can tell you that nobody who drew a judgment based on that interview is going to be on our jury and is going to be making the decision.
Tornado risks and severe storms are forecast across the South, but National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Lamer says it'll be over by Monday.
For the Monday morning commute, the low pressure system and cold front should be pushing off the East Coast, so the weather should be relatively quiet to start your Monday across most of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Satellite images of a facility near Pyongyang suggest that North Korea may be preparing to launch a missile or satellite. It's an area where the North assembled most of its ballistic missiles and rockets. Democratic Congressman Brendan Boyle of Pennsylvania tells CNN that indicates the president hasn't been successful.
The key mistake that this president has made is going about this bilaterally and giving in to the prestige of two bilateral summits with the dictator and brutal murderer of the North Korean regime and the President of the United States. We have gotten absolutely nothing for it, and all Kim has done is play us for suckers.
GOP Congressman Ted Yoho of Florida was one of 23 Republicans to vote against a resolution condemning hate and intolerance. He tells CNN.
This whole resolution that came up was created by the Democratic Party to go after Representative Omar, who said some very toxic things, you know, and very anti-Semitic. And so the resolution that was out to condemn her did anything but do that.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Congressman Andy Kim of New Jersey delivered this week's weekly Democratic address, highlighting the passage of a reform package he says will restore the promise of our nation's democracy and reduce the role of money in politics.
H.R. 1 reminds us that our democracy doesn't exist just here in Washington. It exists with each and every one of us. H.R. 1 reminds us that our democracy can never be taken for granted, but that working together we can guide it and work to create a more perfect representative union. And H.R. 1 reminds us that this extraordinary energy in our nation provides a new baseline of civic engagement that will foster a new era of public service.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says H.R. 1 would undermine the integrity of the elections, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not bring it up for a vote, effectively killing the bill. The House Oversight Committee hit a stalemate this week on their investigation into White House security clearances. Democratic Congressman from Maryland Jamie Raskin tells CNN.
Officials who were in charge of reviewing Jared Kushner's application for security clearance rejected it, and then the president overrode them repeatedly, and they were so concerned about that that they insisted on documenting every step along the way. We are trying to get our hands on those documents.
At the end of January, the committee chairman, Elijah Cummings, launched a formal investigation into the issue, requesting specific documents related to the security clearances of former and current White House employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.